I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, we continue our special series with the top eight candidates for San Antonio mayor. All week, we've been sitting down with eight of the 27 candidates running to be the next mayor. Currently, Ron Nuremberg is term limited out. On The Source this week, we're providing half-hour interviews to the top eight candidates selected on polling, fundraising, and holding previous public office. There's more information about that rubric on our website, tpr.org. You can also look back at our archive and listen to previous mayoral candidates. Today we're joined by Clayton Perry. He is the former District 10 council member. And then the second half hour, we talk with Melissa Cabello-Javra, District 6 representative since 2019. Our phone lines are open, and you can ask the candidates your questions. Call in at 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio is going to have a new mayor. The current mayor, Ron Nuremberg, is term limited, and so who's going to be the next mayor? There are 27 candidates to choose from. This week on The Source, we've been hearing from the top eight candidates. TPR News has been looking at the polling, the fundraising, the past history of community service. Each candidate comes in separately for a half hour, and we open up the phones, and you get to ask the questions. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We do have a main rule. The idea is to keep these conversations positive. The candidates are asked to talk about themselves and their vision for the city. There's more information about our process and how this went down over the week on our website at tpr.org. Early voting starts on April 22nd on Tuesday, runs through April 29th for the May 3rd election. We're going to take a pause from Fiesta. You can put down the RASPA and go vote. Have your voice heard. No candidate takes at least 50% of the vote, and we're going to have a runoff, and that will be on June the 7th. Today's in the second half hour, we're going to feature a conversation with Melissa Cabello-Javra, and the District 6 council member. But right now, we're joined by former District 10 council member Clayton Perry. And Clayton Perry, welcome to The Source.
Well, it's good to be here. It's good to be back. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. You've been busy.
Yes, sir. It's been very, very busy.
Our number again, 833-877-8255, if you got a question for former council member Perry and his run for mayor. So why did you decide to step back into the arena and get involved again in city politics?
Well, number one, I love this city. It's home. Got here in 1991, raised three children on my own and got them off and about. And I've been blessed. The city has been great to me, and I've had a life of service, and I want to continue that service. And that's why I'm running again. I love this city. There's that service aspect. It's just pulling me back in, and that's why I'm in this thing.
Well, we do have some voicemails. Let's give a listen to the first voicemail that we have for Clayton Perry.
My name is Jessica, and I have a question for Mr. Clayton Perry about his run for mayor of the city of San Antonio. Mr. Perry, I'm very concerned and curious why the people of San Antonio would vote for someone that was arrested back in 2022 on a DWI charge in charge of their city. If I got a DWI, I would be done for. I would not be able to work where I work now. They would let me go. They would fire me. Why do you feel like it's okay for you to be the mayor of our city after your DWI charge back in 2022? And please don't tell us that you're going to stop drinking if you do get elected. Thank you.
So, former Councilman Perry, what's your reaction to that question? I mean, a lot of people are thinking that. So.
Sure. Number one, that was a horrible decision and a mistake on my part. And I've been very open about this and talked to a lot of people. you know, out on radio, TV, everything about what happened. I don't remember anything about that night. That's how bad it was. And I totally regret that. But you know what? I've been forgiven by God. I've been forgiven by my family. I've been forgiven by people across the city. I've been forgiven by the individual that I hit. And I've done everything that was required of me, plus more. I'm being led on this. It's not just Clayton Perry. And I didn't just crawl in a hole. I came out of this thing. I'm stronger. This is same Clayton as far as, you know, what I believe in and what I got accomplished on city council. But you're right. It was a devastating hit to me. But again, I've done everything that the law required. Plus more, and
what does that mean? Plus more. What do you
well,
mean?
I can say that I still do a lot of community service events. One of them in particular, Blessed Angels, where I continue to go there and call out bingo and help them set up and that kind of thing for their events. And I've stayed with that. The other thing is. The young man that I hit, it was not his fault. The insurance company was, you know, screwing around with him with the cost of the car and getting a replacement, that kind of thing. So I pitched in a bunch of money to help him get a much better car than what he had before because it wasn't his fault. It was mine. So, again, I've done everything. I've been forgiven. And that means the world to me in moving forward. I still have a lot to give to this city, and I got to remind people, when I was on council, I got three of my major accomplishments was, number one, I got the first ever homestead exemption passed here in San Antonio, and I got it raised up to the maximum amount. I got 200 additional police officers that I pushed for while on council, and I got the infrastructure for our streets doubled. The budget doubled for our streets here in San Antonio. Is that enough? No, absolutely not. And I'm going to continue to push that on taxes, trying to lower our taxes, getting more of the budget dedicated to our streets. And I'm going to push for additional police officers. Those are the three things that people really want here in San Antonio. And that's what I'm going to keep pushing for.
So back to the question from the caller, I want to ask you, because some people think that you, since you didn't have any jail time.
No.
And so that you got a special deal because of that. And other people who support you think that you were treated more harshly because you were a council member and you had to step down from council. What do you think happened? Do you think you got treated the same way as any other citizen?
Oh, absolutely. There was no special treatment. I look back at that, and I didn't get any deferments, anything. I was treated just like anybody else going through that program. And I had everything that I needed to do, again, plus more. I went through every opportunity there was to in classes. I went and stayed at the San Antonio Recovery Center for close to 30 days. And a lot of different things that I did to, you know, make sure that I wasn't a drag on society. Right. I wanted to continue to contribute.
So voters wanted some sort of assurance that would never happen again, particularly if you were mayor. Can you give them that assurance? And what do you put behind that?
Well, I put my word behind it. I've stopped drinking. Yeah, I've done it. And I know she didn't want to hear that, but that's the truth. And I've been up until the campaign started, I was playing tennis every day. Working out three times a week.
You look fit.
I've lost 30 pounds. It's a new body and a new outlook on life. And that's what I'm excited about. And it's my word on what I will and won't do. And that's what I'm sticking to.
All right. So we're going to go take a break. It's a 1 minute break. When we come back, we're going to get Luis on the air with his question. If you got a question for Clayton Perry about his run for mayor, I think we've handled that issue. Let's talk more about what kind of mayor you would be if you were elected, how that would work out. Okay? Okay, all right. So the number to call in is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And in the second half hour, we're going to be joined by Melissa Cabello-Javita, the District 6 Council member, to talk about her run for mayor. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp carrier dedicated to handling claims proactively and a commitment to helping injured employees and workers' comp policyholders get back to business. TexasMutual.com/claims.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Us in the studio today, candidate for Mayor Clayton Perry, a former District 10 council member, and in the next half hour, we're going to be joined by candidate Melissa Cabello-Javita from District 6. Our phone lines are open. You can call in 833-877-8255. And Luis, you're on the air. Go ahead. Luis? Let's light him up. Okay, Luis, you're on the air. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the radio. This question is for both candidates. I want to find out their position on the arts in San Antonio. In San Antonio, the arts are fully pushed by the city as an economic powerhouse and used as advertising, but we fall short from other cities in the state on supporting the arts and financially, especially like maybe a line item for the Department of Arts and Culture that would go beyond the hot tax, so that way we can avoid situations like what happened during COVID where most of the department was furloughed, especially with all the contributions.
All right, so we get the question, funding for the arts. Clayton Perry, would you think about trying to put more money in that budget item?
Well, we do put money into the budget for arts. And on top of that, and people don't realize this, we put 1.5% of our bond projects into art as well. And that's a big pot of money. That $1 billion that we put into this last bond, 1% of that, 1.5% of that is going towards art. So that's a big pot of money that we are setting aside for the art community, in addition to the other programs that we have here in San Antonio. So there's a lot of money going towards the arts. And if you're not connected with that, I would suggest you get with the city and find out about the bond program and how to get involved with that and to show your artistic capabilities for those projects that are being completed all over the city.
So you put out a statement earlier this month, April 4th. You were supporting Attorney General Ken Paxton as he sues San Antonio over the Reproductive Justice Fund. You're saying that this was a good move by the Attorney General to go ahead and sue the city over that fund. Can you tell us more?
Yeah. I said that at the very beginning is, why are we going to spend $100,000 knowing that we're going to get sued by the state? And let me tell you, this is not the first time this city has gone on and done something outside of what the state law is. And we've lost every time. And we've spent millions of dollars over the years fighting the state on issues. And this is another example of taking off in a direction to try to get around state law. And everybody knew it was going to happen. And I said, don't let it happen because don't pass this because it's just going to invite another lawsuit, which is spending your tax dollars, not only $100,000, but I'm sure it's going to be in excess of $1 million trying to defend that lawsuit. And we're going to lose.
Were you just also philosophically opposed for the city to have a reproductive justice fund?
Well, not with tax dollars. You know, that's a state issue.
Well, the city's going to have tax dollars.
Yeah, but not pay for that with tax dollars. We shouldn't be using our tax dollars for those sorts of issues here in San Antonio. Those tax dollars are meant for keeping this city safe. It's for keeping our streets passable. It's for keeping our drainage going. All of those physical type issues and not social issues out there.
All right, let's go to another caller. We do have Daniel. And Daniel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Davies, with all due respect to you, because I really love your show, but you said a while ago the matter of the drinking issue was handled. I don't think it is. We lost a member of our family over 20 years ago to a drunk driver. And let me be clear, I forgive Mr. Perry, I believe that he believes that God forgives him, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think he's a bad man. I think he made a mistake like we all do and needs to move forward. But what I want to understand is why is it when a person of position and power and money or whatever, I don't know about that last part, but whatever, they seem to get a blank check. Even you, Mr. Davis, said the matter's been handled. Let's talk about something else. No, it hasn't been handled. My family member is never coming back. And we miss her at the Thanksgiving table and everything. And I don't want to condemn Mr. Perry. Mr. Perry, I respect what you're doing. I believe that you're good and all those things that you said. And you should be forgiven. We all should. However, I want to know, why is it that the guy on the street, the average poor white or black or whatever person, and then people of color get condemned, and this double standard that they have to live with when they get a DWI the rest of their lives, and how you can get a blank check and do the bingo thing and whatever, and it's okay. And I understand what you're saying. It just frustrates me that for generations and decades, there's such a huge double standard. And you just talked right now about monies for the streets and street safety. This is about street safety. You could have killed somebody. And I want to know what will be done about the double standard to protect poor people, people who aren't famous. I mean, look what's happening in the White House. We've got billionaires
running. I think we're getting off track.
Oligarchy.
So, Daniel, thank you for your call. I wanted to move on because we have a lot of issues to cover. And I thought that, you know, we addressed this and maybe not. But, you know, we could spend a whole hour just talking about this thing with the DWI with Clayton Perry. But, you know, he's running for mayor and there are a lot of other things to consider, issues to consider. But we want to respond to a Daniel's call. Clearly emotional. A lot of people feel that way. Drinking and driving has taken so many lives and it is a tragedy.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And my heart goes out to you for your loss. And let me tell you, it's not a blank check. It is not a blank check. And going through that process, I saw the number of people that were affected by that. And yes, San Antonio has a problem, drinking and driving. And I think we need to take a fresh look at that on not only trying to stop that, like me getting out and talking about that and the effects of drinking and driving, but not only that, looking at the legal process that goes after that, you know, how can we improve that process? Because I saw many, many people that, you know, are can't afford going through that, taking out time off their jobs and what have you to go through that process. We use too much of a stick out there and not enough carrots in trying to help people get through that type of an issue. So I'm going to do what I can to help make those improvements. But yes, it is tragic, and San Antonio has a problem, and I will work whatever I can as an example of that on how we can fix it.
Okay. The next caller is going to be Sean, but I want to ask you about this. So when the first polling came out, we had Rolando Pablos did not do well on that, and you issued a call for him to step out of the race and support you. Now he's polling better than you, and he also issued a similar statement to you asking you to resign out of the race. So you asked him to do that. Why wouldn't you do it?
Well, a bit of a touche there. And yes, you look at this poll, the thing that that I'm looking at right now is that, you know, right at half of the people here in San Antonio right now are undecided on who they're going to vote for. So I'm looking at that saying, hey, you know, they're all sitting on the sidelines waiting to get to the voting booth.
So why didn't it apply to him?
Well, he can say whatever he wants, just like I can say whatever
it's
I
politics.
Want. Yeah, it's politics, absolutely.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, let's go to Sean on the phones. And Sean, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a question. I know Mr. Perry supports Project Marvel coming up, and I know that's been talked ad nauseum when it comes to the economic advantages. I personally don't think that's going to be a huge boom. But I actually want to talk about the traffic issue related to this. There's a comparison that that if we build this thing, we'll be more like other major metropolitans that have these giant sports complex and, you know, entertainment areas. However, other cities have huge, massive public transit systems that move people in and out. New York City moves 4 million people a day, and Boston and 2 million,
right.
D.C. 2 million. They have these transit systems where they can move during sporting events. So for New York, almost 500,000 people in and out. D.C., another 200,000 people in and out with zero interruptions to the traffic. I mean, the traffic stays the same, but more people are coming in and out because of the public transit. Unless something is addressed about that, I don't understand how this is not going to become just one giant parking lot down here at all times.
So all right, Sean, thank you for the question. We got the point. So the concern is Project Marvel, when we have a Spurs game, when other things are happening at the convention center, you know, it's just going to be a nightmare downtown.
Yeah, and let me correct something right off the bat. I don't support using tax dollars for Project Marvel. If they want to fund it through other means, that's great. I think it would be great for downtown. But you bring up a great example of doing this in a closed atmosphere and rolling this thing out without getting community input in the front end. And that this is going to be a huge, huge problem for San Antonio if this thing moves forward. But again, I don't support using tax dollars to fund this project.
So a lot of people think about this. Oh, if we don't do Project Marvel, the Spurs are going to leave. But, you know, there's a lot of ways to do Project Marvel. How can we do this in the way that it serves the community, that builds our economic development? It's conservative in it with the funding.
Right.
We can do Project Marvel, but in a way that meets a lot of these other, ticks off a lot of these other boxes.
Yeah, and the transportation is a major concern. I mean, you got surrounding communities there, the King William District. What's going to happen to the east side? All of these issues that should have been laid out early enough so that we could discuss it in a public forum and get input from across San Antonio about what to do and what not to do. But we need the private investment. We have other taxing ways to pay for it, but not public tax dollars coming out of our general fund.
Okay, I think we have another voicemail. Let's give that a listen.
Hello, my name is Nick, and my question is for Councilmember Melissa Cabello-Havarda. San Antonio.
Well, go ahead and play that.
Important investments in mass transit recently, and has its first two via rapid mass transit services coming online in the next few years. I think these are fantastic first steps towards improving mobility in San Antonio, but they are just first steps. What do you think San Antonio needs to prioritize in terms of transforming regional mobility, either within San Antonio or across South and Central Texas as its next moves?
So, Clayton Perry, mass transit, would you support more funding for that?
Well, number one, it's what kind of mass transit? You know, VIA is doing a lot with these new lines that they're putting in. I don't support those. Let me tell you why. We have some large buses running all over San Antonio, and we have actually moved away from those up in the northeast side with this VIA Link, and I think that they should be going more towards that. It's an Uber type of concept instead of these large buses going everywhere. A regional concept.
Do you take the bus?
No, I do not ride the bus. In fact,
I mean, sometimes when I take the bus, I get on those really large,
and
they're full.
Well, I see a lot of buses, particularly up on the north side, that are empty all day long. And that's not only using resources, but it's tearing up our streets as well. And that's what I'm concerned about. I mean, you can see where these buses go by the ruts in the roads out there. And that is tearing up our infrastructure as well. But a regional concept, you know, people have talked about rail. We will never get a rail system between Austin and San Antonio because Union Pacific won't allow it. And the cost to do it privately is too exorbitant. So that will never happen. What we have to do is work with TxDOT to make sure that we have our funding, our portion of the TxDOT funds to help continue to build our streets and roads around San Antonio. Over 40 years, we have been last place on getting TxDOT funds. Houston has always gotten more. Dallas, Austin, Fort Worth, they've all gotten more. resources in San Antonio has. And that needs to stop. That needs to be turned around. And we need to get our fair share here in San Antonio. We got some major projects going on now. The Elevated 35. We got 1604 under construction. I-10. We need more here in San Antonio.
Cars are going to get a lot more expensive under the Trump tariffs. That's his plan. That's going to make buying a car much more expensive. That means more people have to depend on mass transit. So you don't see that as something that needs to be developed?
You know, I think our economy will continue to improve. People are longing to get their individual cars out here in San. This is Texas. This is a wide open space,
right.
and I know we can disagree.
So that's
on
a
that,
no.
But yes,
that's a no.
Right.
All right, Clayton Perry, former city council member from District 10. Thank you so much for popping in here and answering questions about your run for the mayor. And
absolutely.
When we come back from the break, we're going to be joined by candidate Melissa Cabello-Javeda. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Stay with us.